following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Technology has changed the way we all work, but in order to make the most of it, we need the right tools. That's why we recommend ShareFile by Citrix. Industry pros in law, financial services, healthcare, marketing, and more rely on ShareFile every day to collaborate with clients and coworkers while maintaining the highest level of security and accountability. You can easily send and receive files of almost any size with ShareFile. Instead of attachments, they're sent as secure links. No bounce backs or exceeding inbox space. What a headache that is. ShareFile provides complete control over who has access to files and other features. And the great thing is, you can access files from anywhere. Mac, PC, tablet, even your smartphone. I want you to try ShareFile with my special offer. Sign up today, 30-day free trial. Go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio mic, and enter my name, Colin. Got to enter Colin. ShareFile.com, visit there now, and type in my name, Colin.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front-row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
The 2012 World Series on ESPN Radio. The Detroit Tigers rolled into the World Series after a four-game sweep of the Yankees.
Pitch to Cabrera and a swing and a fly ball. Hit a ton to left field. Gone!
The Giants were stretched to seven games before they dismantled the Cardinals.
Throw to first in time. What a play, Marco Scudero.
Game one of the World Series. Tigers and Giants tonight at 7 on ESPN Radio. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, it's the Herd. I love business, and I believe to be successful in business, you need to be able to meet with your team regularly. I do. Whenever you need to, wherever you are. Discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But with clients and colleagues working from different offices or on the go, meeting face-to-face often impossible. That is, unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, and I have. The powerful way to meet and collaborate with your team online. This is how business works effectively. With GoToMeeting with HD Faces, it gives your team the ability to share screen time, making it easier to be on the same page. And when you meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. So easy to join, so easy to launch from anywhere. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait, special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Morning, everyone. Doug Daddy Show's Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and our weekly Husker Lunch live from Cunningham.
Way here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sorry for the technical difficulties here today. It must be the weather. Let's blame it on that. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter, we're going to talk with John Masner here on Loper Link in just a couple of minutes. But Randy, got to be looking forward to the World Series tonight, even though none of our personal interest teams are there.
No, but you have to give a lot of credit to the Giants. I mean, the poll question is, who do you like in this? My head says you take a look at the roster, you take a look at the pitching staff, you say Detroit's definitely the favorite in this one. But how do you go against a team that wins three in a row to wrap things up against Cincinnati? Next series, they win three in a row, and they had to win a couple of those on the road to be able to get past the defending world champions. I just don't think you can count the Giants out. They're the Freddy Krueger of this tournament right now. You think they're dead, and they just keep coming back.
So who are you taking?
I'm going to go with my, not that I like him, and I don't mean heart in that sense that I like the Giants, but in my heart I got to think that unless somebody throws a knockout punch against the Giants, I'm going to go with the Giants. They keep proving that they can do it. My head says Tigers, my heart basically says, and instinct says, don't go against the Giants this year.
I think the Tigers are on such a roll. That's who I picked yesterday. They got Justin Verlander going tonight. I think if San Francisco wins the game tonight, that is more of a swing and more of a momentum move than in any playoff series I've seen in a long time, at least final series.
But they keep coming off the mat. The Giants keep coming off the mat. Yeah, I think I almost would concede that Verlander is going to win tonight 1-0 or 2-1, something like that, which means, of course, they'll have to win 4 out of 6. But doesn't that sound exactly what the Giants have done in 2012?
14-1. That's my prediction tonight.
I think I'm going to be closer than you. I'd be willing to bet a Juicy Lucy on that here at Cunningham's.
A Juicy Lucy it is. And the reason I say that is because it's Barry Zito. I mean, why are we giving credit to Barry Zito? That's all I'm asking. Why Barry Zito? He's in some new ground here.
Well, that's true, but he is a Cy Young Award winner, and he's also a guy that, when their backs were up against the wall in two previous series, answered the bell. I mean, he's pitched fairly well. He had one bad outing in the postseason, but he's also righted the ship one other time against the Reds.
Well, let's get on to our Loper Link here from Cunningham's Journal. Loper Link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. Be sure to see Russ Smith today. Pretty exciting week for the Lopers. The UNK football team picked up their first win. Ricky Trinidad, a record 219 yards, a personal record for him. The volleyball team picks up another win last night as they take care of Fort Hays State. Katie Sokolowski was everything but the National Player of the Week. She has hardly missed any swings in the last four matches. And the Lopers picking up the win last night, 25-22, 9-14. They have home games again on Friday and Saturday. The cross-country team competed in the MIAA Conference Championships in Maryville, Missouri. The men finished fourth. The women finished in sixth place. And the men right now, the new rankings just came out moments ago. They are ranked 27th in the country. And the Loper soccer team went on the road, picked up two wins, and they conclude the regular season at Fort Hays State this week. And John Mazur, the head coach, I've taken the interim tag off, but he is the interim head coach right now and doing a great job. And the playoffs actually start this weekend. John, thanks for coming in, and congratulations on the run the girls are on right now.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me here again. The team, like I've said all year, is working really hard and playing very well, and it's a great group of girls to be around. And so far we're having a pretty good year, and we hope to continue that. We need a really good result at Fort Hays this Friday, and hopefully we can sneak into the conference championships for the first time in program history.
Talk a little bit about being on the road and winning two in a row. The first time that's ever happened. Obviously the momentum and everything is heading in the right direction. Why do you think that is? I mean, what are you doing well? Is this a surprise to you, or is this just kind of the culmination and the buildup of what you guys have been able to put in place all year?
You know, very early on when I talked to you guys and talked to a lot of people, you know, I had confidence in this team right from the start, just from the way I saw the girls working right away and right from the beginning. You know, I said that we could probably wind up winning most of our games, you know, if we stick to our game plan and work hard and do the things that we want to do. You know, we've had some tough results and games that maybe we should have won. I've gotten a little unlucky here and there, but they've played well all year. Right now, it seems like we're doing very well, so that's very important at the end of the season to kind of peak and start playing well at the end, and we seem to be doing that. We got two great results on the road. I guess they say that the program's never done that before. We didn't really realize that, but couldn't be more proud of the girls, especially this last road trip, and you know, throughout the whole year, really. But this last road trip, they dug deep. They gave everything, their heart and soul, in both games, and we got the result. We were fortunate to get two good results, and it put us in a good position now to hopefully compete and get a spot in the conference championship.
We're talking with John Mazur. He is the head soccer coach at UNK. They are sitting at 9-6-2 on the season with a big game coming up at Hays this weekend to determine if there's more games after that. Explain to the fans what the scenario is for you. A win could get you as high as what seed, and with a loss, is there still a chance to get in?
Yeah, you know, we're sitting tied with Fort Hays right now with 14 points, so it's interesting. You know, we play them next. It's our last game. I believe it's their last game, too. Yes, it is. So it's important for both teams, obviously, these two teams, us and them, but also for the teams just ahead of us and just below us. So it really depends on what everyone else does. Of course, we want to go and win. We think that if we win, come out with 17 points, we should be in pretty good shape to make it into the top eight. But it really depends on how everyone else does. Some teams actually have two games left. And we've lost to a couple teams that are close to us. So we would lose in head-to-head if we wound up tied with those teams. So it's really close. It's really exciting. And we're just going to give our best effort on Friday and hope we get 3 points. And we think that 3 points will give us a real good chance of making the tournament.
Tell us a little bit about Hays. What do they do well? Kind of a little scouting report, what you guys are going to try to do against the Tigers when you travel down there. And really, in a sense, already is a playoff game for you guys.
Yeah, of course, exactly. It is, it's kind of do or die. We think if we win, we can pretty much get in. If we don't win, it's going to be very difficult for us to get in. Fort Hays is another really good team in the conference. We find out every week that this conference is very, very tough. There's a lot of really good teams. Even the teams at the bottom, I think, have gotten really unlucky this year with some results, and they could be mid-pack or even at the top with a little luck. So we haven't played a conference team that has not been good. Fort Hays is right in the middle of it. They've gotten really good results this year. They're a tough team, a very good team, and we know that. We've done the best when we go in and know that a team is very good. So that's our game plan, is to know how good they are. They are going to be very good. It's going to be a very difficult game. And we need to play. We need to have our best game of the year. We keep saying that, and it keeps happening. So the girls are really responding. We just need one more year to get into the tournament, and I'm very confident that we can go in there, play hard, give everything we have like we've been doing, and get a pretty good result, hopefully.
Just another minute here with John Mazur. He's the head soccer coach at UNK, joining us on our Loafer Link. Let's assume that we set another. We've been talking about a lot of firsts. Well, it's such a young program. With more wins, you're going to see a lot of firsts. Out of those top three teams in the conference, if you make the postseason tournament, you're going to have to travel to one of those sites. Who do you match up best with? I'm not going to ask you who you want to play, but who do you match up best with?
Well, the top four right now, Central Missouri, we tied. Central Oklahoma, we were 0-0 with away, and they scored right at the end of the game, so we think we match up decent with them, too. We tied Central Missouri here and went to overtime with them and had a real good result against them here at home. And Truman, we just wound up beating 1-0, but all three of those teams and Northwest Missouri, they're fourth in the conference right now. You know, they're all real good teams. It seems like maybe we matched up, looking at the scores, you wouldn't tell, but maybe we matched up best with Central Oklahoma. But it doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be a really tough game, and we're going to have to play very well to get results in this conference tournament if we wind up getting in.
John, how important would it be, you come in with the interim title and all that, how important would it be to the program and furthering the program and improving the program, how important is making it into the conference tournament?
Yeah, it's extremely important, to help build this program. Hopefully I'm fortunate enough to go on and be the head coach after this season. I'd like that. I'm hoping that I'm showing that I'm doing a good job with the girls and with the group. But for the program, it's huge. Even to have, even to be 9-6-2 right now at this point is very big for the program, to show good players in the area, good players from Colorado and surrounding states, that this is a good place to be. If you're a good soccer player, this is a good program to be a part of. And I think we're opening some eyes and building on what the program's done in the last few years. And hopefully I think we're making progress and showing that this is a good program to be a part of. But to have a winning season, to get into the tournament, and even, possibly if you win the tournament, you get into the NCAA tournament, those type of things do great things for our program.
All right, John, we'll talk to you again soon. Best of luck on Friday, and let's see if we can take that next step in the program.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go Lopers.
John Mazner, he is the head coach of the UNK soccer team. You can find out more about the Loper soccer team and all UNK activities at lopers.com. And our Loper link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. We are at our Husker lunch here today at Cunningham's. Come on down, make it a part of your lunch hour. We're, of course, at Cunningham's. It's Wing Wednesday. You get 8 great wings with your favorite sauce. And, of course, those are, what are they, free? I think they're next to free.
They are very affordable. It's pretty low price. You can't choose. You can just spin the menu around, point at something. You got something pretty good to eat here at Cunningham's.
That's right. Tried something a little different last week. I'm going to try something a little different this week. Maybe there's so many burgers to try. There's so many other great sandwiches to try. You can get a pizza. I had that a couple of weeks ago here at the Husker Lunch. Never disappointed.
Yeah, and somebody's going to win a pretty good little meal and an evening out here with our football Friday pick. Them and who won that this last week? I'm trying to remember. Oh, that would be me this last Friday. Since they took a beating week number one, I had to get that in there.
Yeah, Trent, our caller went 4-7. Good job by you.
Yeah. Hey, but what did I go? I beat you. I beat everybody else as well. So that there's two ways to win it. You either keep the other team a lower score or you outscore them. And that's kind of what we'll be talking about when we talk Nebraska-Michigan here in a little bit.
That's right. Steve Sybil from the Lincoln Journal-Star will be on hand. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is going to join us. It's all coming up here on the Husker Lunch on the Doug and Daddy Show. Stop by and join us for lunch today from 12 to 1 at Cunningham's. We'll be right back.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Golick, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll see fog through the morning with cloudy skies and scattered showers developing. North winds will be at 10 to 20. Temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight, rain with north winds, cloudy, and lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 48.
And the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here at Cunningham Journal for our Husker Lunch. Love to have you stop by and join us. Tell you what, they get better and better every week, and I would imagine that there is some talk out there. I don't get, Randy, to every publication, to every online site. I try to take a read of all of our favorites, SIP,
and Sean Callahan and the folks at the Omaha World Herald, whether it's Dirk or Sam or Tom Chattel. But I finally get to read on that Dirk Chatland Sunday morning article. And there's two schools of thoughts on this Northwestern game. Either you're going, oh, yes, okay, that's good. We showed the moxie. We came back without our number one running back. Our defense played well. We made some mistakes. Taylor Martinez looked good. Or there is the Dirk Chatland column that says, we're one play away from getting beat and on our way to a losing season. I mean, taking it to the other extreme, pointing out that had that ball been intercepted in the fourth quarter before Tariq Allen's touchdown, Nebraska's not going to win that football game, and it's going to be pretty ugly, and a lot of different talk is going to be going on around the state this week.
Well, what's wrong with saying that both are right? Because I think it is kind of true that you can have momentum that can be positive or negative. Right now we got the positive. Do we have the potential to have in the negative? I think we have the potential to have in the negative. But again, let's keep in mind that every goal that Nebraska reasonably set for this season is still available to them. And I looked at the point spread coming up on Saturday night. Nebraska is a favorite against probably the best team in their division. And they went out. They are in the conference championship game. You take a look at who they would face on the other side. They probably would be a favorite in that game. Now, could you say that that could have been the start of a downward spiral if they lose at Northwestern? Absolutely, you can say that. You don't even, by the way, you don't even have to go and take a look at two different arguments after the game. You can get the comments from the same people on Facebook and on Twitter, and probably here, I wasn't here for this game list last week, but any sports bar that was having the game around the state, you certainly could say that those conversations were going on during the game themselves. And they're both right.
And I was here for part of the time, right around the halftime at Cunningham's on Saturday, and talked to a few people. And it was exactly kind of what you thought. It's not apathy. Fickle would be a word I would throw out there. Is this like Nebraska fans going, well, okay, I kind of expect this. Or, hey, yay. You know, they're just kind of the flow with the game. They always expect what's happening. No surprise on what's happening. Yeah, well, I knew
we were going to muff three punts. and that was really the biggest problem that we ran into. And that's not coaching. That's not even – yeah, it's the players, certainly, but it's not like they have a habit of dropping the football, because if they had a habit of dropping the football, they wouldn't be out there. They would find somebody that could at least make the stupid catch, you know, and then worry about the return later on. So it's an anomaly when that happens as much as it happened the other night.
You know who doesn't drop the ball? That's our friends at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Ryan, Andy, their entire sales staff, their entire maintenance department. I want to take you in to where they have their certified, trained staff to take care of the vehicle that you already have. Maybe you just need to get it winterized. Maybe you need to get it tuned up, the oil change. You can get in and out in 30 minutes without an appointment, folks. That's because they have so many great folks on staff that they'll get you in, they'll get you out, and they'll get your vehicle running, car, truck, van, SUV. It doesn't matter. The Mopar Express Lane is Kearney's best Speedy Lube Express with oil changes 30 minutes or less, saving you funds and time with their ASE certified technicians draining and replacing your oil, replacing your filter, giving you a 27-point safety inspection and complimentary automobile wash, all within 30 minutes or less. If you want to leave your vehicle there, they'll take you back to work or home, wherever you need to go, or you can relax in their lounge, complete with the large screen TV, comfortable chairs, and a whole lot more espresso, just to ease your time.
You could either take the nap or the espresso. You can go either end when you're there at the lounge.
Either way, you'll have it, and it's there for you, the customer, at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Let's talk some high school football.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
Good to Randy Bushcutter and Bob Jensen as we enter our favorite time of the season. Our second favorite time of the season is when the season starts. Yeah, I believe our favorite time of the season is when we get to the playoffs. Bob, there's always some interesting storylines. Good morning, sir.
Duda, Bush, yes, there are. Yes, there are. We're ready to get going. I think I speak for the masses, as I try to do every time I speak.
Well, you should come to Mass with me and Randy. We could use that. Let's just give it an open look here.
There was quite a buzz.
What stood out to you, Bob? What caught your eye?
Well, there's actually just having some of these matchups in this first round. You've got a couple quick turnaround rematches, which are no good for anybody. You know, the one that immediately comes to mind is Shadron and Ballantyne went into overtime. They turn around and have to play at the other team's field. You know, screwy things like that happen. Centennial and Malcolm, I think, play. Their last two games of the season, they both played Aquinas and got beat something like 104-7. So there's all sorts of little anomalies in this, but there are without a doubt a lot of other games that you know, there's not going to be a lot of drama in this first round, just because that's, you know, there's a lot of teams that are being rewarded by seeding, and that doesn't necessarily lend itself to a lot of ups.
Crete almost upset Beatrice, which would have upset the apple cart in Class B. Were there other games that really had a big influence on the way these brackets played out in any class?
Well, I'm not going to be able to necessarily speak very intelligently about this, but I can speak about the Beatrice Crete game. You know, Crete, frankly, if those kids were wearing about any other uniform in the state, they probably wouldn't have won a game this year. They've got what amounts to one proven high-end Class B football player and a bunch of young kids. They're going to be good. They're just not there. But the flip side is, if there's any chance that Crete could mess up Beatrice, that would have made their year. And frankly, that was exactly what they were playing for, and not necessarily a playoff berth. So I don't know. That Class B, it's kind of had me all over the place since this summer. I still don't feel like I got a very good read on it. I dare say that nobody else could say they do, because that truly has been a week-to-week proposition. And with Gross beating Scott on the last week of the regular season, frankly, that may be why it still wind up being the only game that Scott loses. But, you know, I was drawing a bead on Scott. And now you just kind of got to take a little step back and let him play.
Bob, I saw you tweeted when the brackets came out, there was a couple of C2 games that you thought were kind of interesting. Cedar Catholic, Louisville, Ponca, Elmwood, Murdoch. Any other games kind of closer to the neighborhood here that really kind of stood out?
Saint Cecilia Central.
Well, I want to just say real quick about those two particular games. I think this is a snapshot of the regional nature of football in our state. I think anybody that follows high school football would basically say that football in the northeast part of Nebraska, pretty much regardless of the class, but absolutely in C2, is about as good as it gets year in and year out. And you're going to have a couple teams there. You know, Hardington Cedar Catholic is 4-4, okay? And what they're going to do to Louisville, it ain't going to be pretty. And the reason is that the schedule they played has just been, you know, one good team after another. So that's why I thought that was an interesting ball game. You talk about rematches, though, here a little bit closer. You know, a game that I really there's two of them, actually. One's on Thursday and one's on Friday that I just got a goofy feeling about. One of them is Overton and Loup City. Overton's season has been checkered. They've been shorthanded at times. They've battled some injuries, but through it all, like good football programs do, they've won. They got beat by three really good teams. They're 5-3. One of those really good teams is Loup City. And Loup City is truly a good team. Their two losses are against teams that are 15-1. One of them is Burwell, who's the number one overall seed in that draw. Nobody wants to. I can't imagine, you know, there's a long line of people that sign up to play Overton twice in a football season, especially a program like Loup City's, which has not enjoyed nearly the success in the postseason that Overton has. I think an upset there is a real possibility, which would be a turnaround of, I think it was a 22 or 23-point win that Loup City had the first time. And the other one that I find interesting is Aurora and Grand Island Northwest. Now, why would I be sitting here and even considering the possibility of saying, I think Aurora could win this game? Aurora got beat 54-0 the first time those two teams played. Here's why I could say that, or at least why I think I could say that. You know, Aurora, over the course of the last decade, has proven itself in the postseason. They know what it's about. Coach Randy Hubert and his staff, they do a great job. The one night, the one game that makes the least sense of any from this season was the first time that Northwest played Aurora. The ball got rolling downhill. Of course, Northwest was pushing that ball downhill. And, you know, it was just a horrible night if you were wearing the red and white that night. Second time round, I can't imagine it's going to be anything like that. I'm not going to say that Aurora's going to win the game, but I'm not going to say they're not either.
We're talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report live here at Cunningham's, getting ready for our weekly Husker lunch. Come on down. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. We'll be talking Husker football from 12 to 1. Order anything off the menu because it's all great here at Cunningham's. Get registered for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's as well, all by being a part of our Husker lunch here today. Bob, before we get to some specific A and B's and talking about Kearney and things, I want to throw out maybe some schools that got put in the West bracket that none of the schools around here seen, and just get a quick comment about each. Let's start in C1, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. We were all thinking maybe if everything went right, would play in the West semifinal. Boone Central got thrown over there. Give me just a quick comparison what each team strength is over the other.
Well, I tell you what, all three of them can play some really good defense. I think maybe the best offensive player in that whole bunch plays for Boone Central, a kid named Tanner Mazur, who's their quarterback, a little dual threat guy, just ate Norfolk Catholic's lunch in a loss, in a 4-point loss. So we've been talking about Kearney Catholic and Adams Central defense. Boone will test them.
To me, it's kind of interesting. You look at C2, you have Crofton, who's actually kind of in the Western bracket. They're the number two seed. Talk a little bit about them, because they may face, you know, down the road, a Donovan Trumbull, the Ravenna, or their first-round matchup against Southern Valley.
Well, Crofton, especially since Tony Hoffman, the pride of Spencer, Nebraska, became the head coach there about a decade ago, has been one of the most consistent winners, Bush, in any class. Not only do they get in the playoffs, when they get there, they advance. They were in a state final here in a few years ago, and they've won a game I think every year in the playoffs, maybe since 2005 or something like that. And I know they've been in the last three quarterfinals, and two times they got beat by St. Cecilia. So they're big, they're physical, and they're not very fancy. They're going to come right at you, and so that'll be interesting. You know, Crofton is just like Pierce. They sit right on that line. And a lot of times, while it doesn't look like it makes geographic sense, they wind up going west.
I'm just glad Pierce and Norfolk Catholic can play each other in the East for once. Good to them. D1, I'm hanging my hat on Carly Wells of the defending state champions from Elgin. We've talked about this all year. For the first time in a long time, there's not going to be an FKC team that really is kind of predicted to be in that West final against whoever. I know you love Burwell. Hemming Ford is there as the number two seed, but Elgin, to me, looks like the team to beat. How about those three teams?
Well, I saw two of them. I did not see Burwell this year, but the thing is they've got as good a little backfield duo as you're going to find anywhere in eight-man, really. Sage Gideon, the quarterback, who's a cousin, actually, to the head coach, Luke Gideon, and then they have a running game that really they've got a lot of different hands in the pot there, but they can move the ball. And the thing with Hemmingford, again, the Western schedule, we'll see. I think they're pretty good. I think they're the kind of team that definitely will win a game, could maybe win two. I don't have the bracket in front of me, but that's kind of where they sit. And as far as Carly Wells goes, the pride of Broken Bow, Nebraska, the catcher on my little league team when he was in sixth grade, you can look that up. The thing is, he's molded that program. You know, they took two programs that were good, found a chemistry. You know, they won a state championship last year and just really, really just laid waste to the whole class. And it's one of those deals where Kennesaw was really good last year, but you know they kind of got smacked around right away, and Elgin took control, and there you go in that semifinal. You're right. That is, to me, I believe I may have referred to them as the Obi-Wan Kenobi of D1, because frankly they look like the only team that's got any hope of beating Howells Dodge, and I don't think that's much of a hope. Howells Dodge is great. That is a great eight-man team. It was the perfect marriage, not between only two great football programs, but two rosters. It seemed like everything that Howells needed, which wasn't much, Dodge had to offer. Put it all together, you probably get yourself a state champion.
move from eight-man to Class A. Friday night, we're going to have the Kearney High game on Classic Hits 98.9. A few years ago, Omaha Central came to town, surprised Kearney in the playoffs. Is that a possibility come this Friday night again?
Well, it's a possibility. I mean, and there's two reasons I would say that immediately come to mind. One of them is Jay Ball, the head coach at Central, is one of the better coaches in the state. And again, we've been talking about Coach Cool and his staff and all that this year, and everybody knows about that. Jay's not only a great football coach, he's a guy who made football matter at Omaha South, which is it's almost impossible anymore. And he goes to Central and he's won a state championship. Not only that, but he is a great teacher. He is a great classroom teacher. It's going to escape me. He won one of the most prestigious academic teaching awards you can win in the Metro Conference here a couple years ago. And the other reason that I would think they have a chance is anytime Jackie Davis, their running back, gets the ball, it could be over. Kearney is absolutely going to not be able to miss tackles on that kid, or he'll be going the distance. So those are two things that give him, I believe, what they call a puncher's chance. But honestly, Kearney's better than Central, and Kearney's better on both sides of the ball than Central. It should be a game that Kearney wins maybe by a couple touchdowns. But, you know, as they say, that's why they play the game.
Next week, as these brackets move along, as Scott's Bluff number one in B, but I don't think anybody in the state is picking them to win the title. You've talked a lot about some of these Class B teams. Question for you, Bob, because you're the number one czar of all that is high school football. Is there a team out there that had an injured player or two that has got their mojo back, that the seed isn't what it should be, that somebody isn't wanting to play? Is there a team out there in any class like that this year?
Okay, well, now that's an interesting question, because actually the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about teams that have been minus people, that have a record that looks a little goofy, is Blair in Class B. Now, is Blair going to win the state championship? That is highly unlikely. But they had some terrible injury problems the first month of the season, and when you combine that with a really tough non-district schedule, they just struggled. They're 5-4. They beat South Sioux City for their district championship. And South Sioux is a good team. They're not a great team, but they're a good team. But that's one of the teams that maybe comes to mind. And, you know, a lot closer to home, and I don't want to beat this to death a whole lot, but, you know, Overton has been shorthanded. And I'll be honest, this particular moment, I can't tell you exactly who's going to take the field for them on Thursday. But I do know that there are a couple of kids who were hurt who have a chance to contribute. And I'm just telling you, that game could yield a surprising outcome. So that, but really, as far as the big picture goes, top to bottom, there's not a lot of it. Actually, one of the teams, another big school team that might actually fall in that category is your defending Class A champion, Lincoln Southeast. They've had some bumps and bruises. They had a big kid by the name of Landon Kubicek, who's one of those big hogs up front that helped them just absolutely run over people at the end of last year. He had a fairly serious leg injury, but I talked to with Coach Ryan Gatula here earlier in the week, and he said that Kubicek is ready to go. So there's a couple that come to mind.
All right, Bob, we'll let you out of here with this, because I had the same question for Stu when we had him on Monday. I'm going to give you this week's Warren Buffett paycheck to bet on one team to win a state championship. Who is it?
Giltner. Giltner. I mean, honestly, you know, I've been doing this little razzle-dazzle with the district-by-district thing and all the classes and whatnot, and every time I'd look at Giltner's district, I couldn't think of anything to say. So the only thing I said was Giltner. I mean, Giltner's been playing with the throttle shut down the whole season. They've been playing to keep people healthy for five games. That's what it amounts to. Well, this is the first of those five games. And, you know, our friends from Hay Springs are in for a bit of a culture shock. And then from there, honestly, I've seen Giltner. I've seen St. Francis. I have not seen Sacred Heart. The big three, the undefeateds. And I'm telling you, Giltner's got the goods, and the tiebreaker is this. It's Jake Finley at quarterback. And I said it before, so why would I say it again? But I'm going to say it again. High school teams have trouble with any kind of passing game. They really do. But a sophisticated one with as many weapons, and that screen game of Giltner's is just a killer. Just about the time you think you're getting somewhere, that, you know, here comes Kyle Hawthorne across the middle. They're flipping the ball 8 yards, and next thing you know, he's handing it to the official at the other end of the field. So I just think Giltner is, to me, the best bet. Right behind him is Howell's Dodge, and the only reason that there's any kind of separation is while they're not flipped, is I really do think that Elgin Pope John's got a chance to at least make Howell's Dodge sweat it out.
Well, Bob, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the playoff games Thursday and Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, yeah, you will. And might I say that you were quite nattily attired the other evening on the Sports Extra. I didn't know you owned a suit. Is there a rental service in town that I'm not aware of?
I got it from John Clayton. We pulled off the same kind of deal.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't see your ponytail either.
Thanks, buddy.
You know it.
Appreciate it. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Want to thank Spencer Schubert as well for having me pitch it on Sports Extra and the Husker postgame show Friday and Saturday. That was fun out at NTV. The one thing, Randy, I did notice is leave the cell phone somewhere, because it was just constantly buzzing in my pocket from getting text messages, most of saying things that you can't repeat on the air.
Yeah, I'm done with my segment, Mom.
Hey, come on down, folks. It's our Wednesday Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. Come down, have the wing special today. 8 wings, $5. Wednesday, that is your special. Maybe you want to try a domestic draft with any specialty burger for only $6.49. Pizza, bacon wrap, shrimp, skewers, and a whole lot more. It's our Husker Lunch. Steve Simple, Lincoln Journal Star. It's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. There are so many reasons to show somebody you care. Birthdays, thank yous, or how about just because? I know I do that, and it pays off. My wife is never happier when I just say I sent flowers because. Send a beautiful bouquet right now of multicolored roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, backed by their 100% smile guarantee. For those passionate about flowers and obsessed with delivery and a smile every time, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got an amazing offer for my listeners. Order one dozen multicolored roses and get an extra dozen and a glass vase for free. That's 24 roses and a vase for just $29.99. Twice as many flowers for one low price. For birthdays or just because. Order this limited time offer today. To get this and other great offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. From your desktop or mobile device, click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
Hey everybody, Boomer Esiason here. With my busy schedule on the radio and on television and traveling all over the country with the NFL, I have limited time to myself. So when I get a chance, I kick back with a fresh cup of great-tasting 8 o'clock coffee. Now if I have a few minutes, I'll brew a fresh pot of whole bean or ground coffee. But if I'm pressed for time, I can brew a K-Cup pack in just under 60 seconds. Now that's great taste and fast. Pick up some 8 o'clock coffee at your local store today.
K-Cup is a trademark of Keurig Incorporated. Use with permission. K-Cup packs for Keurig K-Cup Brewing Systems.
More exciting high school football comes your way this week with the opening round of the state playoffs right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln, T&L Irrigation Systems, and Dunham Sports. On ESPN 1460 Thursday, Central City's at Kearney Catholic. ESPN 1550 has Minden at Adams Central. Thayer Central St. Cecilia's on 1230 KHAS. Blue Hill takes on Kimmel on the Breeze 94.5. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna Donovan Trumbull Thursday, Kearney Omaha Central Friday. It's the state football playoffs.
Today we'll see fog through the morning with cloudy skies and scattered showers developing. North winds will be at 10 to 20. Temperatures in the low 50s. Tonight rain with north winds, cloudy, and lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 48.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tight, but you're losing grip. Quickly fix me, can you read the signs?
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Husker Lunch on this Wednesday. Come on down, enjoy lunch. We'll talk a little Husker football. I know Sip doesn't have to cover the basketball team too much, but I saw today on their Big Red Report, Big Ten doesn't put out, like everybody else does, a preseason media poll or coaches poll for basketball. They have the top three teams, but they don't list everybody else. So one of the media guys guys from the Columbus Dispatch, I believe it was, got a hold of the two guys that covered the team for everybody, and Nebraska men were picked last.
Well, that's kind of where Nebraska basketball is at the moment. And there's the question with the new coach, where how's it going to go? You know, so you there's just a lot of questions there. You know, I hope they're heading in the right direction. You know, I hated to see the coaching change, but it probably was necessary. Yeah, I think that's probably appropriate. I'll tell you what, Indiana's going to be awfully solid. They're going to be awfully, awfully good.
I can't believe we're in the league with three of the top five teams in the country, and none of them are Michigan State.
Yeah. You know, really, Michigan State, who's won, what, two national championships in the last, like, 15 years, they're not in the top four or maybe even five. Yeah. You know, that's how tough Big Ten. As bad as we've been in football as a conference, that's how good we're going to be in basketball.
Well, that'll be interesting to check out. In fact, Coach Miles releasing yesterday that there would be a walk-on tryout for the basketball team.
That speaks volumes of why you're probably 12th in the Big Ten.
Hey, but the Eagles got a good good football player years ago for Dick Vermeil. They made the movie about,
and that was a very good movie too, by the way. But and that's a special teams player. But you need 46 on a roster. You're only going to put probably about 7 or 8 on a court.
Well, I'm going to get Clark and the gang over at TNL to take some of the TNL irrigation pivot systems down to Lincoln and put a little water and growth on these guys. Get them growing, get them bigger, get them stronger, just like everyone that has a TNL irrigation does for their field. Like Dan Mercer, who farms near Gibbon, the choice was simple. He has 7 hydrostatically powered TNL pivot systems and says, when spring comes around, I hit the button and they work. How great is that, Randy? You can discover the TNL difference like Dan did. Wouldn't it be great to just hit a button and everything?
That would be would have been very refreshing today. Absolutely.
See your local TNL dealer or visit TNL's website at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. It is our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. We're glad to have you along with us today. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star, as we invite you to come on down for our Husker Lunch today. Sip's going to be recapping that exciting Northwestern game, previewing Michigan a little bit. Sip, I've tried to read everybody. I've tried to listen to everybody. Welcome back. How's it going?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you back with us here in Kearney.
Can you hear me all right?
I got you.
Yeah.
It's been one of those days.
Has it?
It was one of those days Saturday. Which side of the fence are you on? Great that they came back and won this game. Or were you closer to what Dirk was saying? We were play away from disaster, not for the game, but for the season.
I'm bottom line. I mean, I'm very bottom line oriented. So, you know, I mean, when you get a win, you get a win. But, yeah, I mean, I think Dirk's right. That discussion that we're having would have it was pretty close to taking a much different tone. it was really close. I mean, I went down to the field when Northwestern went up 28-16, thinking, boy, this is going to get this. I'm going to be writing a little rough column here. I didn't think Nebraska could come back and win the game. So my whole mindset changed in that last 8.5 minutes because I thought I was going to be writing some pretty tough stuff. That's what I found to be bizarre about the day is just how much it swung the way you think about things. A lot of people, the discussion is interesting because it didn't swing some people. You know, some people think the thing's not right. But I tend to think that you get a win, you get some momentum. We'll see how it goes against Michigan.
You mentioned being on the field when they were down by a couple of touchdowns. Yeah, and talk a little bit about that atmosphere, because to me it's kind of unusual. Here are a road game, but it almost felt like a home atmosphere when Nebraska started kind of coming back. Talk a little bit about what the sideline was like and what that environment was like.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I was amazed by how much energy there was for Nebraska. If the fans were upset and mumbling at that point, it wasn't, you couldn't hear it. They were clearly still behind Nebraska, and it was a gigantic help. I think it helped both sides of the ball, honestly. Certainly helped the defense make that stand. And I don't know. I think it helped the offense, just the energy. I don't know why I wrote. This is what I believe. I don't think Nebraska wins that game without the crowd, to be honest. I don't think they get out of there. So it was huge. It was loud. It was really energized. And I think Nebraska fans should be very proud of themselves, the people who made that trip.
Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's. Come on down and join us for lunch here today. Big game coming up with Michigan. Maybe the season-defining game of the Wolverines coming up. One other question. The defense, because of this comeback, might have got overshadowed of how much better they played. How much better did they play? And are you – I was beyond surprised that Coach Fitzgerald didn't use Kane Coulter more at quarterback in this football game.
The defense definitely played well. Now, as far as that goes with Kane Coulter, I think that what happened was Nebraska kind of indicated early that Coulter – I mean, through their play, that Coulter wasn't going to be able to get too much. And I think that's why they went away from him. He rushed – he carried the ball 14 times for 35 yards. He wasn't getting much done. And I think that that probably is a big reason. Would have I guessed that Nebraska would hold Coulter to 35 yards on 14 carries and then I think 17 yards receiving? No way. They did a great job. I never thought they'd do that. They did a good job on that running back that we talked about too, Benrick Mark, who's a good little running back. He got loose. He got that 80-yard run, which didn't surprise me because he does that. Safety got out of position, and you do that against him, he'll make you pay. Be chasing him, which they were. But the rest of the day, he gained, I think, 38 yards on about 15 carries. So they did a good job. And, you know, Northwestern finished with 301 yards. Not much. You know, Northwestern's offense hasn't been very good in the last three games now, including this one. So, I mean, they're going to – the challenge gets much tougher on Saturday.
I got two or three different questions in my mind. I'm going to go with the least obvious one right now, I guess. You take a look at what the problem for Nebraska was last week. It really was in the kicking game with those special teams. And this week, Nebraska's kind of revamped things a little bit, looked at that a little bit. Talk a little bit about the changes they made with special teams and also what how they match up special teams-wise with Michigan.
I don't know what the personnel changes are. I don't know that they know right now. I mean, they'll use different guys. How much different it looks remains to be seen. You know, there's a somewhat limited pool of people, you know. So I don't know. And I know what you're talking about. Ross Sells talked on Monday that he was going to change things up. Now, he has changed things up already this season. We just didn't really notice it too much. You know, we'll see. Some of that is just a coach has to say something. because they're struggling in those areas. And Michigan's good in those areas, not great. They're good. They're a good return team. Just generally good special teams, but nothing alarming. I mean, I thought Northwestern's punt return was what really scared me, but Nebraska did a good job against that, against Mark generally. So I think you feel kind of good about that, but man, those mistakes fielding the ball. You're just not going to be able to get away with that.
Well, if you blocked a little bit better, you'd have time to actually make the recovery.
Well, that's true.
Steve Simple with us here at the Husker Lunch. Come on down. Kind of a little dreary, cool day. Warm your belly up with a great meal here and talk a little Husker football at our Husker Lunch. Steve Simple will be here for the next hour to talk a little Husker football, answering any questions that you have. But one thing that hasn't really broke a lot, Sean mentioned it this morning. Mm-hmm. Did Tommy Armstrong get hurt? Not that this is a big deal for this year.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
There was a mention that something may have happened to Tommy.
Yesterday?
So, yeah. Well, there was just
– He was fine on Monday. What's today? Wednesday. If he got hurt yesterday, this is the first I've heard of it.
Sorry, buddy.
No, that's all right. I'm not too worried about it. I don't think we're going to see him. Yeah. What are you hearing?
That was it. We didn't know. Sean was just saying, we'll hear when Bo says something, and that's not till tomorrow. So
Sean.
The Sean Callahan.
The Sean.
You know, the other guy.
Is it on the message boards? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I just saw it on his report this morning.
Oh, man. I don't know what happened to him. I really don't.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out more. Sip, we'll let you get to the folks here at Cunningham's, and thanks for coming up again. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, it's
see
great.
You Saturday.
That'll be a great game. Seriously, it's going to be an interesting day.
Be fun.
Can they shut down tonight? I mean, this is a whole different deal.
It's not a totally different deal. I mean, I think you can contain him. I do. I really believe he did to a degree last year. I mean, he ran for 84 yards last year against Nebraska through the air, which he'll do. If he sets his feet back there, he can throw it downfield. Now, he'll throw a pick or two. But, yeah, I know. That's the question. It's if he's running up and down the field, it'll be a long night. I don't think he will be.
All right. We'll wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks, Steve Simple, Lincoln Journal Star. I want to thank John Mazner, head soccer coach at UNK, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, for joining us. Don't forget the World Series series. Coming your way tomorrow, we'll talk with Hastings, or tonight, tomorrow on the show, Lance Creech, Hastings basketball coach, is going to join us. He is going to step down at the end of the year. Luke Hoover with your fantasy football questions. So email or Facebook those to us for Luke Hoover. It's another big week. Let's see if he can help you win your league. Randy, thanks for joining me again today.
Hey, it was a lot of fun. Let's do it again next week.
Let's do it next Wednesday. Every Wednesday on Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. For Randy Bushcutter and engineer Jeff Babel, this is Doug Dudas.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.